Today we're going to be covering anger, which during this time, anger is a very big issue because we're in tight quarters, right? Chazal say that the hardest time for anger is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is this man of tremendous lachatz. In fact, the person who tried to test Hillel Hazaken and tried to get him angry, they had a bet, right? The Gemara in Shabbos. So he tried to get him angry on Erev Shabbos. The Marsha explains because Erev Shabbos is very high tension. Usually people are waiting till the buzzer and they're trying to get things done and there's a lot of rush. Actually, it says, Chazal say, Shalajarm Omro Bitok Beso, right? Erev Shabbos. Esartim Eravtim Hidliku Esaner. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the question, why does it say you say them in your house? Isn't that an obvious point? Besoch Beso? So he says an incredible thing. He says that Besoch Beso over here means that in your house, outside your house, so then you know that you're not saying it right. Gimel Dvarim, Adam Sarach Lomer Besoch Beso. He's got to say them calmly, benachas, like the Gemara in Gittin says. Esartem, Eravtem, Hidliku Esaner. Not Esartem, Eravtem, Hidliku Esaner. Right? That's not how we're supposed to have an Erev Shabbos. We're supposed to be calm. So I would say that probably something that's at least, you know, in tight quarters, families are together in tight quarters for extended periods of time, there could be a nisayon of anger. So this is a very appropriate limud during this time period, and it should be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael and all of those who are sick, Rachman al-Islam, and all of those who need a who should be, we daven should be protected from this terrible magefa. Here we go. Unedaber ata min hakas. Hine yesh haragzan sh'amru alav kol hakois ki ilu oved avodah zarah. There are certain people who get angry who it's like they were oved avodah zarah. Now this is a lashon of Chazal. So I want to just teach a methodological point in the Mesilas Yesharim for a second, which is Chazal just tell us that whoever gets angry is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Mesilas Yesharim is now going to explain what type of angry person is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now he doesn't ask a question. If I was writing the Mesilas Yesharim, the way I would write it is the following. Chazal say that someone who's angry is like an idolater. That is very exaggerated. Come on. Every person who is angry is like an idolater. Can't be. So we have to say a pshat. And then we'll now say a pshat. Mesilas Yesharim never asks questions, but he has invisible questions, which my son says from yeshiva is called, what do you call a question that's a she'ela smuya. This is the, thank you Yitzi, who's participating in the VOD and working on his anger as we speak. A she'la smuya is a hidden question. The Mesilas Yesharim rarely asks questions, but he, if you listen carefully, you see that he's answering questions without asking them. So over here now, he's going to answer a question without asking it, which is, why and when is someone who's angry like an Ovid Avodah Zarah? B'hu ha'nichas al kol davar Shayasu neged ritzono, he gets angry on anything that people do against his will. Umismalechema, and he fills himself with fury. Achikvar libo balimo vatzasu nevara, until he mamish can't contain himself, he loses himself entirely. What does this have to do with Avodah Zarah? Why does the Mesilas Yesharim say that this type of anger, someone who gets angry on anything that's against his ratzon and gets filled with fury because of it, that's like an Ovid Avodah Zarah? So I would like to suggest, and I'm just trying to read the Masilsi Yesharim. You guys could suggest your own ideas, but right now you're on mute, so I don't even, I can't even hear you. But I'll suggest my own answer. This is dedicated to Leib Blum that I see he's on here. I don't see his face, but I'm very excited that Leib, we have a German contingency here in the VOD. So this is dedicated to Leib. Leib, nice to see your name over here. But why is this type of anger, Ovid Avodah Zar? He says something like this. He gets infuriated over anything that's against his ratzu. Let me try to explain to you this point. Yoni, you came in at a good time. Why is it that, let's say I walk into a room and I say, I don't like the fan. It's blowing in my face, right? How much does the fan really bother me? It bothers me a little bit. And that's why I told people that I don't want the fan going. But then he walks into the room and the fan is on. And he says, who kept the fan on over here? I thought I told everyone I don't want the fan on. What's going on over here? Whoa, calm down. What's bothering David over here? Why is David flipping a lid about a fan? The answer is, and listen to this very carefully, because this is a beautiful yesod. What David's bothered by is not the fan, it's that that people did something that he didn't want. He told them that he's not a fan guy. And he's not angry even about the fan. He's angry that they went against his ratzon. The Masilta Sharma says over here that this guy gets angry about anything that people do to him that's against his ratzon. Meaning, what's really bothering him? I said something and you went against me. That's like self-worship. That's like Avodah Zarah. If what gets you upset in life is that people went against your ratzon, that's what gets you to flip a lid, then you are worshiping yourself. That's self-worship. That's Avodah Zarah. If somebody comes into a hotel, right, and they traveled all the way from New York City to California, and they get to the hotel, and the hotel says, you have no reservation, and they're stuck there. They don't know what they're going to do. They have a right to get angry. I mean, at least it's understandable. They're not upset just that they made a reservation and the hotel forgot. They're upset that their entire family is stuck without a place to go right now. They just came to California. They had planned this trip for 6 months, and here they are, and they have no hotel. That's understandable. This guy, he doesn't get upset about just those things. He gets upset about anything that people do that he didn't want. So what gets him upset? That people did things that he didn't want. That's Avodah Zarah. That means you want everyone to bow, do hishtachavaya to you, and do every single ratzon that you have. That's a gishmak of shot over here, no? That's a gishmak of shot. So what we did in the Masilsi Sharm, this is a Derech HaLimud point, is we pointed out that he quietly raised a question, which is, what does it mean that an angry person is like an Ovid Avodah Zarah? And he answered it by saying, it's a certain type of anger. An anger of somebody who his whole motivation, what gets him upset, is when people just don't do what he wants. It doesn't matter whether it's something he really wanted, something he barely cared about, but the fact that he wanted it and you went against him, that gets him very, very upset. Okay. So that's level one of anger. That's really, really high level anger. Vihine ich kazeh. He could destroy a world based on his anger. Again, if you're an egomaniac, what does it mean to destroy a world? Hello, you know, like we like to tell people, hello, there's a whole world out there. Like, the world is not just you, right? So what do you mean? He's willing to take a baseball bat and destroy the whole world. Why? No, his world, everything revolves around him. He wants things a certain way. It doesn't matter that he's part of a family, that he's part of a yeshiva, that he's part of a community. Everything is revolving around him. And therefore, with this type of anger at this point, he'll be willing and able to destroy the world. Ki eina seichel shel boklal. Also, he's not functioning with logic right now. This is going to be the next big yesod in anger, and this is going to take us through the next few pieces in Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim holds that anger and seichel do not go together. There's no such thing as being logical when you're angry. No such thing. Anger is actually defined by being illogical. You actually lose yourself, right? There's actually an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that once Kol HaKorea Bigdo, whoever rips his clothes in anger, or Zore Kiso, he throws his wallet out, right? Or Shover Caleb, he breaks his Caleb, Bikaiso, right? Why would someone do that? Why would someone throw out their wallet, rip their own clothes, and break their own kalim? It doesn't make any sense. But we find that when people are angry, Dovi Perkal's here. Dovi, you look like you're... Dovi, are you awake?
I have Dovi. Corona, right?
You have Corona?
I do.
Dovi, wow. Okay. Can I be within 2 meters of my phone now?
Something tells me we're good.
Dovi, Refuah Shleima. This is dedicated to Refuah Shleima for my dear friend Dovi Perkal. This part.
Thank you.
Not the whole part. I'm just dedicating this part to you, Dovi.
Thank you.
So, why is it, Dovi, you should feel good. We love you, Dovi. So, why is it that somebody, when they're angry, would actually break their own kalim, throw out their own wallet, and rip their own shirt? It's called self-destructive behavior. We don't find that you do that with any other Aveira. I'll give an example. Let's say someone wants a pepperoni pizza. I've never had it, but I could imagine it's good. It's got meat, it's got cheese. It could be interesting. So now, when he tries that pepperoni pizza, he got something. He got an Avera, but he got a Geschmack. Now he knows what pepperoni pizza tastes like. There was something that the Yetzirah wanted that it got. And it's true like that with every Yetzirah. With every Yetzirah, you get something. But here, the angry guy, he didn't get anything. He took a vase that's $300 from the cabinet and threw it on the floor. It's his own vase, right? He ripped his shirt. His own shirt. So he didn't gain anything. That means that this Yetzer Hara for anger is the most illogical of all Yetzer Haras. It's true all Averas are bad, but you at least understand why the guy fell for it. Because he got something. But anger causes you to do things that are so dumb. I remember once somebody came into yeshiva, a married guy, many years ago, and he said to me, we have to talk. So I said to him, what happened? He says, I asked my wife, I suggested to my wife that we get divorced. I'm like, you what? How could you do something so stupid? He's like, yeah, I was really angry. I'm like, you were really angry? If anyone who's on this call right now, right? The biggest nibble peh in marriage is the D word, is divorce. Right? You never say such a word. But it's exactly what he said. He was angry. Meaning when you're angry, you do things that make no sense. You say the stupidest things. It would be so impossible to undo the damage of saying the D word. It would take a long time. Right? But that's what people do when they're angry. They end up doing things, right? If you talk to your boss when you're angry, right? You can get fired. What are you going to do? You're going to tell him the next day you were angry? It doesn't work like that. Life is not, the bosses are not so understanding. So what anger is by nature is it's the Yetzer Hara of self-destruction. It has no seichel to it at all, no logic. You don't gain from anger at all, at all. There's no fringe benefits to it. In fact, you become, it's very bad for the heart. And you can't fall asleep. And like we said, your mom is destroying all your things. This is really not my own yesod. The Maharal says this about anger. The Maharal says about anger, Sammy Weingarten. Wow, my Hasidic friend is on the line. Okay. Sammy, give Dovi Perkal a bracha that he should feel better.
He's already feeling better.
Oh, that's a real Rebbe. He was already goes there. That's Gevaldik. Anyway, so it's really not my Bart. The Maharal says that in Nesiv Yetzer Hara, that the Gemara says, what's an El Zar Bekirbo? What is a God? How do you know when the Yetzer Hara went inside of you and took the wheel entirely? So the Gemara there says, when you when you're angry and you do these things, you break your kalim, you rip your shirt, right? You do all these things. Why is that called the Yetzer Hara coming into you? Because he's not even selling you anything right now. Usually the Yetzer Hara sells you something. He says, Chaim Dov, if you do this, you'll be happy. You'll live wonderfully. You'll have the ultimate chill. It's going to be Gevaldik. And you fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. How do you know when the Yetzer Hara got into you? Is when you're doing things that are not even good for you. You never would have wanted those things to be there. Right? Zvi Perlstein's here. This is good for marriage, Zvi. Listen up. So that's the idea of anger not having seichel, is that it sells you nothing. So what I tell Chassanim, and I believe that everybody can do this, this is an exclusive Zvi Perlstein, is I tell them that they could be mekabel never to raise their voice in their house. It's doable. I'll tell you why. Anger is not something that you could be mekabel to not be angry. It's an internal feeling. But a person can be mekabel not to raise his voice. And this way, at least, a person is controlling the amount of destruction that anger can do. But anger is defined with lack of seichel. Musar tam mamish kikol achayis tarfus, like a savage beast, like an animal, he's ready to attack. V'alav namar torif nafsho ba'apol aman chatiyazim aretz. Bukal vaday lavor kol mini avir shiba'olam. In a state of anger, you could be over on any of the big avirus. And this is why we said earlier, if you remember, perhaps a week ago, I don't remember how long ago, but we said that if you don't work on your midos, you could be over on every avera in the Torah. Why? Midos are what create the averas that we do. He says that taiva is a mida, right? If someone's a very lustful person and he doesn't work on curbing himself, then his midos will do him in. If somebody's a hothead, then he could end up, Rahman al-Islam, committing murder. Or even if he doesn't commit murder, he could write a mass email about somebody, which is just like murder, right? When someone's very angry, without thinking, he could write a terrible email and spread it, it goes viral, and literally destroy someone's reputation, which is no different than Ritzicha. In many ways, it's worse than Ritzicha. And he never would have done that, but he has midos that he never worked out. If a person's very lazy, so then a person could potentially miss Zman Kriya Shema because he's a lazy person. So his bed is so gishmach. It's not that he ever imagined that he would, and he's a very religious person, but his laziness is so strong on him that the midah of laziness is actually causing him not to be able to do the mitzvah that he wanted to. This is a major idea. So that's why you can't be a tzaddik without midos tovos. Because if you don't have midos tovos, even if you try to follow the whole Mishnah Berurah, you won't be able to. So over here he says that someone who gets angry is capable of being over on any avera in the book. Ki kvar ein lo menia acher. He has nothing else moving him. Menia here does not mean to prevent. It means he has nothing else moving him. Ela kaiso, his anger, Velasher Yaviu Yelech, wherever the wind, wherever this anger is going to take him, he's going to go because he's lost himself right now. So that's very dangerous. If someone doesn't work on anger, he could end up becoming an abusive father, not because he's abusive really, but because today he lost himself and then he's abusive today. Or he could end up becoming, Rahman al-San, an abusive husband, right? And again, it's not that he's a bad person. It's just that he doesn't have his midos under control and he's capable of doing something really, really dumb. So that's why we're working on anger. I would say this is the most significant midah to work on in a family is anger, because one thing you would never want to do is do something destructive or harmful to your family, to your wife, to your children. And therefore, if a person has not worked on anger, he's capable of really saying things that are very, very hurtful. And words can't always be taken back. Sometimes they can be. If a person has a very good track record, he can say, I'm sorry, I was angry. But that only works on occasion. If a person has a sterling record, except for this time. One time I was with a Rav, and this Rav was a very harsh person, and I felt like he was destroying me. I don't know why he was destroying me, but he was destroying me. I was a young man, and I had a turn on him, and then he told me, I'm sorry, I was jet-lagged. And I felt that was not a good excuse for what he did to me. And I ended up just disconnecting with that Rav, because if he was serious that he had jet lag, if jet lag is going to cause him to take a nice person like me, right? You guys agree, I'm a nice guy. Dovi agrees. I got Dovi to laugh, right? So I'm a nice guy. What he says, because of jet lag, he's going to ruin my whole Shabbos, maybe even my whole week. So that's a person that, if he really was jet lagged, then he's out of control. That's just being out of control. You don't lace into somebody because you're overtired. We have to be in more control. Once we're aware of the danger of anger, people always ask me, how do you work on these things? And I always have the annoying answer that we are working on it. Meaning, the whole way to work on anything is just to call it out. If we sit here for a half hour, which we're almost done doing, and we talk about how anger is destructive and anger is dangerous, it now puts on your radar that when you're about to get angry, you're going to think it over a lot. You're going to maybe even go into the bathroom and scream to yourself or whatever you want to do. But once you call it out, the danger of such a midah, it already killed the chill. You're much less likely to get angry because you've studied the anger. You've studied the anger, right, Yossi Ehrenfeld? You study the anger. Once you study it, then you now know how dangerous it is. And what's going to happen is, if your wife ever drives you crazy, if she's busy fixing her shetel for 35 minutes when you're missing your brother's chassan's tish, and she's still fixing her shetel, and you're about to mamish explode, you say, slow. You are going to pay for this. If you get angry right now, just realize the next few days are going to be very rough and then some. And maybe you're going to say something that's even worse. That is what can calm a person down. So that's how we're working on this. We're working on it by calling out how dangerous anger can be. And I'd like to just point out a fascinating thing that's a little counterintuitive. There's a different type of anger that the Mesillas Yesharim does not talk about. But it's Pasha to me, and we have rise from Chazal to this too, is what we call silent treatment. A lot of times people think that when they're quiet, they're not doing anything wrong. But in the context of a home specifically, and I've seen it with Bachrim, but it's even more so with a husband and wife, silence is a killer. It's like a dagger. It's a way of really making a person feel like a total zero. It could be that you're not ready to speak at this moment, so you have to figure out a way to say. You say, Rachel, we're having a fight, or we're having a disagreement. I just need a few minutes. I just need to take a walk around the block. That's not called silent treatment. Silent treatment is that for the next week, Rachel says, so how was your day? Fine. Anything new happen in yeshiva? No. You speak to your parents today? No. Right? Are you my husband? Yes. That's silent treatment. You can even, right? Meaning there has to always be dialogue in a home. There always has to be dialogue. And if a person just sort of ignores their spouse or somebody in their family or anyone in their life actively, that's a form of anger, and that's a very destructive type of behavior. And they justify themselves by the fact that, what? I didn't say anything. Right? That's not a justification. We are human beings. The Vilna Gaon says, you can find it. I brought it in a beautiful lesson from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, it's in my Sefer in the end of my Merdalet. The Vilna Gaon says that the Pasuk in Kohelet says, Es likroa, es litfor. There's a time to rip and a time to sow. Es lachshos, es ledaber. There's a time to be quiet and a time to speak. And the Vilna Gaon says, what is Shlomo HaMelech saying over here? That there's a time to sow and a time to rip, a time to speak and a time to be quiet. What is sowing and ripping something have to do with speaking and being quiet? So the Vilna Gaon says something amazing. He says, the purpose of speech is to connect people. It's kind of like sewing. Sewing is where you take two things and you mesh them. You bring them together. That's Ace Litfor and that's Ace Lidaber. Then there's Ace Likroa. There's times where you're ripping. And he says silence is a way of ripping people apart. Very interesting. Usually you think you do it with words. But the Vilna Gaon says people come together through words. That's how Hashem made communication. And when there's no communication, so then people drift apart. So a person has to realize there always has to be communication, even during a fight, right? You have to know how to close an argument for the evening, right? Someone who's as big of a hothead as Sammy Weingarten, who's known to really lose his temper. Sammy, just joking. Everyone knows that's a joke because Sammy's never gotten angry. I never saw one Gabai Machlokas in the years of Sammy's reign in yeshiva. But you have to know how to close an argument while you're in the middle. You go to sleep at night and you say, Rachel, I don't understand where you're coming from right now. Maybe you don't understand me, but we'll figure this out. I love you and we'll talk about it tomorrow. That's called closing an argument because you're closing it. You're making peace, but you're still admitting that there's something that still needs to be worked out. Okay, my friends. It's great to see you, and we should all hear Besuras Tovus, and everyone should be gesund, and we should know of no more tzara. What can I say?